to Real World News. International Women's Day, Honduran farmers mobilize for their right to land. Thousands of Honduran women called by La Vía Campesina, the Alliance for Food Sovereignty and Agrarian Reform, and the Vamos al Grano campaign mobilized on Thursday in the capital city of the country, Tegucigalpa, to demand access to land and to denounce a lack of commitment by the national government with reference to the problems of women in the countryside. The march gathered representatives from 16 out of the 18 departments of the country, even women from Bajo Aguán, a region characterized by the extreme violence, including murders against the peasant population, participated. The demonstration was carried out in the International Women's Day for the right to land of peasant, native, and Garifuna women will all mobilize on March the 8th, read the call to the protest. For the dignity of women, we demand a right to land, concluded the press release. Rio World Radio interviewed the General Coordinator of the Council for the Integral Development of Peasant Women, an organization that represents the Afro-descendant population of the country, Leonce Solórzano, the spokeswoman in today's protest. The contact was facilitated before the march by environmentalist Francisco Molina of the Movimiento Madre Tierra, Friends of the Earth Honduras, Rio World Radio's collaborator in Honduras. More mobilizations of peasant women are scheduled to take place today in several parts of Central America to pressure governments to define specific strategies and policies to ensure the access of women to land. The women of La Vía Campesina Central America will launch the regional campaign for the dignity of women, we demand a right to land. In Tegucigalpa, there was a call for a march from Plaza Coprosuma to the National Congress and the government building to demand the president's successor of the dictatorship, Porfirio Lobo, to grant them lands to live and work. We women need land. We don't have access to it because the Honduran legislation has always tried to make us invisible, as if women didn't exist in Honduras. All the owners of land are men. We don't have anything, said Solórzano to Rio World Radio. The leader said the mobilization was peaceful and there was no coordination with the national police or the government to hold the protest. We went to the streets without talking to the government or the police because we believe we have the right to take the streets and protest, she said. Solórzano believes access to land is part of the antidote against the extreme poverty there is in this country and highlighted feminicide as one of the main problems suffered by women in the countryside. The spokeswoman of the Honduran protest highlighted the importance of women for the production of food in her country and said that they will continue struggling until the authorities get tired and give us land.
You are listening to Real World News.